This is Akashvani. The news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will perform Bhumi Pujan of the 12,000 crore rupees ammonia urea fertilizer project at Namrup in Assam today. He will also address a public meeting at Namrup. On the second day visit of the state, Mr. Modi will also interact with 25 students of schools in his program Pariksha Pe Charcha while sailing on the Brahmaputra River aboard a cruise ship. After that, the Prime Minister will visit the newly constructed Swahid Samarak Kshetra Guwahati, built in memory of 860 martyrs of Assam movement. Yesterday, the Prime Minister inaugurated the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Lokpriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati. He also unveiled the statue of former Assam Chief Minister Gopinath Bordoloi at the airport. Spread over nearly 1.4 lakh square meters, the new terminal building is designed to handle up to 1.3 crore passengers annually. Addressing a huge public meeting outside the new terminal building, Mr. Modi said that Union Government is committed for the development of Assam. He said that during the last 11 years, several mega historic infrastructure projects were initiated and completed in the state.
हमने एक्ट ईस्ट पॉलिसी के जरिए पूर्वोत्तर को प्राथमिकता दी और आज हम असम को भारत के ईस्टर्न गेटवे के रूप में उभरता देख रहे हैं। असम भारत को आसियान देशों से जोड़ने के लिए ब्रिज की भूमिका निभा रहा है। ये शुरुआत अभी बहुत आगे तक जाएगी और असम कई क्षेत्रों में विकसित भारत का इंजन बनेगा।
Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji Bill is not only beneficial for farmers and workers, but also connected to the development of villages in every aspect. He said this while addressing the Chaudhary Charan Singh Awards 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Chauhan highlighted the establishment of Chintan Shivir to bring together farmers, experts and agri-scientists for the formulation of schemes effectively. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested an army officer and a private person, Vinod Kumar, for allegedly accepting bribe of 3 lakh rupees from a Bangalore-based company. The CBI said that during the searches at the house of Army officer Lieutenant Colonel Deepak Kumar Sharma in Delhi, it seized the bribe amount of 3 lakh rupees as well as cash amount of over 2 crore rupees. Delhi government has intensified its enforcement drive under GRAPT Stage 4 to curb air pollution. Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa warned of strict action against polluting industries and construction sites. In a statement, the state government said that a total of 612 non-compliant industries faced closure and over 1 lakh pollution under control certificates were issued in 3 days. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued an advisory saying that a cyber campaign called Ghost Pairing is being used for hijacking WhatsApp accounts. The ministry said that the offenders or hijackers are exploiting WhatsApp's device linking feature to hijack accounts using pairing codes without authentication requirement. It added that the campaign usually begins with victims receiving a message such as, "Hi, check this photo," from a trusted contact. Chief Justice of India, Justice Suryakant, has said that all constitutional institutions must work in the spirit of the Constitution to ensure that judicial processes and court decisions are made accessible to citizens in their own languages. Addressing the 33rd annual program of the Hindi Seva Nidhi Trust in Itawa, Uttar Pradesh, he said there was an expectation that constitutional provisions relating to language would be implemented across the country. In the ACC Men's Under-19 Asia Cup 2025, India Under-19 will take on arch rivals Pakistan Under-19 in the final match at ICC Academy Ground in Dubai this morning. The match will begin at 10:30 a.m. Indian time. Led by Ayush Mahatre, India will aim to clinch the title for record 9th time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.